You have your Bibles, please turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 41. Isaiah 41, beginning with verse 8. But you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friend. You, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from its farthest regions, and said to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not cast you away. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You know, when you look back over time, specifically in the Scriptures, we know that God has given us so much. We know that personally because He has given us as individuals so much. And as we go back through the Scriptures, we find that God has given so much to mankind. And here in this text, Isaiah is living about 750 years before Christ. And God is telling the people here that they are special to Him. Israel is special to God. God had made a covenant with Abraham. They were His chosen people. They were His elect. And because of that, God blessed them tremendously, even though time and time again they turned their back on Him. Yet and still, even though He punished them for their wrongdoing, He loved them. And He blessed them over and over again. Abraham was recognized as a friend of God, as we have just read here in verse 8. God was their God. They belonged to Him. And the same God that was the God of Abraham and the God of the Israelites is our God today just as well. And just as He has given many things to the Israelites, He has given many things to us as His children. Now some of you may be thinking, well, Farron, you should have preached this lesson a few weeks ago. Well, I didn't have a chance to write it then, but I have now. You know, we are a giving and receiving people. And it's that way all year round. God gives to us every day. And we give to one another every day. So what I want to do tonight is I would like to take a look at some gifts that we receive from God. And in more than likely, it's going to be things that we never think about. You know, when we think about gifts, we think about things that we need, or we think about things that we want. We think about things that will make our lives a little bit better or a little bit easier as we go through life together. But I want to suggest some things to you that God gives us that we probably never think about from day to day. The first one is serenity. God gives you and me serenity in life. Now, if you go to the dictionary and you look up the word serenity, it'll give you this definition: the state of being calm, of being peaceful, of being untroubled. And you know, isn't that what Christianity does for us? Because Christianity lives a tremendous burden off of our shoulders. You see, when we walk through life without Christ, we are burdened down with sin. And we have no way to get rid of it. And this burden stays with us throughout our lives, and without God, we take sin to the grave. But God has given us something through His Son that offers us a calmness, a peace, because God can remove that sin and take it away. You know, many Christians today lack the peace that God wants them to have. You know, in verse 10 of our text, the Lord said, "Fear not, for I am with you. You know, that right there should give us a tremendous comfort. You remember as a child, when you became afraid about something or you became anxious about something, and mother or daddy would want to walk into the room, and just because they were there, that brought a peace and a calmness to your mind that you did not have when they were not there. I remember so many times Mandy and Philip would run to me and grab me by the leg because they were afraid of something. And because I'm there, they're no longer afraid. There was a peace that they got from that. We have that same thing today with God. He gives us that peace. God wants His children to be happy. In fact, He wants us to have a peace that passes all understanding. There are several passages that bear this out. Job chapter 14, verse 27. Excuse me, John chapter 14, verse 27. This is Jesus talking here. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Jesus is giving us something that we really can't give ourselves and we cannot give it to each other. It is a peace that can only come from Jesus Christ. And He says, I want to give that to you. I want you to have that. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and verse 33, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. He wants us to have that calmness that comes from being His child. And then going back to the book of Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, you know, Isaiah is prophesying the Christ that is going to come to give us the peace that we so desperately need and so desperately desire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And again, just to know that, just to know that God is giving us His Son so that we can have peace. Many people fall or fail today to accept His peace and the assurance of God being with us. You know, the fact that God is here brings us peace. Just like He promised the Israelites in our reading, I am with you. He is with us. And He will not leave us. Now, He will allow us to leave Him, but He will not leave us. You know, Jesus Himself told us as He was going back to heaven, He said, lo, I am with you always. Just because you won't see me physically does not mean that I am not here. It's just like when Jack, in his prayer earlier this evening, he talked about the simple things that maybe we don't think about, like the air that we breathe. We don't have to worry about walking out into the lobby and there not being any air. We don't have to worry about going from one place or the other and not having those life-sustaining things that we need to live, because God is going to see to it that they are there. And they are gifts from God. And we need to know that. Jesus said, I'm with you always. I'm always going to give you peace. He wants us to have that peace, that serenity. And it is a great gift that we have. Another gift that God gives us is the gift of security. Going back to verse 10 of our text, it says, be not dismayed. I am your God. You know, today we look for security, don't we? We look for security in different ways with different things. You know, we may, recently here at the building, we've had to put security measures here at the building. So we put in doors that will stop someone from coming in. We have cameras throughout the facility to let us know if someone who don't need to be here is trying to get in. We do that for our own security. We lock our doors at night because of security. So we look for security in our lives. And we do other things for security. We have banks that secure our money. We may buy stocks and bonds to secure our future. We may invest in real estate to secure our future. We may buy a new home or a new car because they are better than the old ones that we have for our security. But yet, with all of these things that we do, so many times we still feel insecure because these are all worldly things and they will not stand up to the test when we need them to. Sometimes all of these things fail. And they can't give us the kind of security that God can because they are material things. And we should know as children of God that security cannot be found in these temporal things, but rather in the God who created the heavens and the earth, the God who has allowed us to accumulate the things that we have in life. In fact, Jesus warns us in Luke 12 and verse 15, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of things that he possesses." These things really don't give us the security that we need. I mean, how many locked doors have been broken into? How many banks have failed? How many stocks have crashed? All of these things that we put our trust in are not necessarily going to stand. But we need to know that God will always stand and will always be there for us. In fact, Paul tells us, Philippians 4, verse 19, "And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory in Jesus Christ." My friends, that is security. Another thing God gives us is strength. Again, in verse 10, He simply says, "I will strengthen you." You know, Christians fall short today because we become discouraged with ourselves. We become filled with doubt in our abilities to be able to function and to work according to the things that God has asked them to do. And God has never asked us to do more than we are capable of doing. And with the things that He has asked us to do, He will give us the strength, He will give us the talent, He will give us the ability to do that which He has asked of us. We need to remember what Paul said in Philippians 4:13. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." God has given us the abilities that we have and has given us the task to match them. And He will not overtask us. But now here's a thought we need to remember from John 15 and verse 5. "For without me, you can do nothing." So we need to seek strength from God. Because if we don't have the strength from God, we will fail. Just imagine what it would mean to receive strength from God in everyday walks of life. We struggle sometimes with our faith. You know, the disciples on one occasion asked Jesus, "Increase our faith." They didn't feel that it was where it needed to be. And I wonder how many times we need to ask for strength in our faith, that we may grow in strength and be stronger and closer to God in our lives. And God has said, "I will give it to you. If you need it, all you have to do is ask." We struggle with our marriages, and God will give us strength to work out the issues that we have within our homes. We struggle with our temptations. We know that Satan will tempt us in every way possible. But we do know that God will not allow him to tempt us in ways that we can't handle. And He always will leave us a way of escape. And to know that we have that strength when we face the temptations of the tempter. On and on and on. In every aspect of life, we can look to God for strength. God also gives us stamina. From our text in verse 10, God says, "Yes, I will help you." Have you ever gone through something in life that was difficult and you knew that you needed help, but you didn't know anyone that could help you? That could give you the things or the assistance that you need to overcome a problem that you're having in life? Well, here's your answer. Isaiah 41, verse 10. God said, I will help you. He will give you the stamina to get through the problem that you are having. If you go to the dictionary and you look up the word stamina, it's going to say something like staying power. You know what staying power is? Not the initial push, but the continual push. The never-ending push that keeps you going and will get you through. Endurance. Being able to sustain. Being able to prolong until you are able to finish. It's like in the race, at the end of the race, when you're coming up on the finish line, and the runner will stretch his neck so far so he can be the first one across that line. He's taking every stride he possibly can. Because it's still out there. It's still before him. And he needs the stamina to finish. God said, I will give you that stamina. I will help you finish that race. And we have to believe that we know he is helping us. On down in Isaiah 41, verse 13. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand and say to you, fear not. For I will help you. This is exactly how Paul was able to make it through the hardships of his life. He had so many people against him, trying to stop him, putting him in prison, threatening his life, and finally taking his life. But near the end of his life, he said, I'm ready. I am ready to be offered, because he knew that he had depended on God and God had seen him through. So there is no doubt that God will give you what you need to face the foe that is in front of you. And then finally, God will give us stability. Stability. Yes, I will help you, he said. I will uphold you with my righteous right. I am not going to let you go. I am going to hang on to you. You know, I love this illustration. I saw this many, many years ago. I may have used it here once or twice, but it is an illustration of a man who is climbing a ladder, and he's on his way to heaven. And the clouds are above him, and the ladder does not reach the clouds. And he's climbing, and he is at the top of the ladder, and he's reaching up trying to find that next rung of the ladder, and it is not there. And then in the next frame, he is still reaching out at the top rung of the ladder, and there is a hand coming down from that cloud and grabs his hand and pulls him on up. He is stabilizing that man's climb. He is finishing what that man cannot do. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up. Yes, I will give you what you need to finish the task. Stability comes from God, not on your own strength. We will never climb that ladder alone. But with God, we can climb that ladder. That should be so comforting to us, to know that God is going to be with us and hold us up. We just need to keep praying. We need to keep trusting. And we need to keep obeying God. So that hand will come down and keep us straight and keep us stable and help us to continue on the climb. God is our stabilizing force. So God has given us some wonderful gifts, and I dare say that you didn't think about any of these things when I first brought this up, did you? He does give us serenity. He does give us security. He does give us strength. He gives us stamina, and He gives us stability. Do you know the greatest thing He gave us? He gave us His Son. Because it is through His Son that we can have all of these things. And we could not have any of them without the Son. Tonight, my friend, if you're not a Christian, you're not getting the benefit of these wonderful gifts that God has given. can by giving your life to Him tonight. And if you are a child of God and you have wandered away as a Christian, you're no longer receiving these wonderful gifts that God has given. Because you can't have a peaceful heart because it is against God. You can't have security because you are insecure spiritually. You can't have strength. You're weak now as a Christian because you have fallen. And you don't have the stamina within yourself to get back up or the security to stand when you do. But with God, you can have all of these things. Put Him back into your lives. Make your life right tonight so that you can have all of these wonderful things that God has given to you. Tonight, if you need to respond to the invitation, please come while we stand and sing.